What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. You were here on a fortune cookie Friday. We have a full house. Jasmine's here. Cookie's here.
Hello.
Ray the guitar guy and Pepper is in the house.
Hi.
So, how are you guys doing today?
Great.
I was just looking at the camera and I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't touch that shit up. Because I didn't.
I was going to say something, but.
I mean.
Yeah.
We all see it. Just kidding. Yeah.
What haven't we seen?
I was like, oh, wow, like. I didn't even fucking put shit on my face. I thought I was like, oh, did I mess up? And I put a contour, like, stick on my fucking neck. And I was like, oh, shit, no, it's my hickey.
I contoured a stick once.
You contoured a stick? How was it?
Hickey. It's all right.
Hickey by Jasmine Rice.
Oh, my God. Look how you carry that.
Everybody wants one.
I don't know. That looks like a good one. I mean, I think that's worth two claps and a Ric Flair. There we go. Also, we have the hype man in studio tonight. What's up, guys?
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah, you can't see him right now, but they'll be up and about during the show. So today is game day. I know we've been saying for a while we're going to have a game day and we're going to, you know, do all this stuff. And so now we finally did. So we've got a full lineup of games, some new, some old. And I think we're going to get it started with one of the all-time favorites. And this one is called Would You Rather. Oh, wait. Sorry. Before I do that. Pepper's drinking game is in effect for the entire show.
Starting now.
Now. Oh, there we go.
Now.
Holy
now.
Crap.
Cheers.
Don't worry, guys. I won't say nothing.
And that's ignorant.
No, it's not.
Ignorant. You're just being ignorant.
It's not just, ignorant.
Just for the record.
It's not intelligent.
So then just a sip?
It's either or. It's nothing, okay? It's just me talking.
All righty.
Take a drink.
No. Why? That wasn't ignorant.
Oh, were we not?
Oh. Whatever, I'm not going to.
Woo! All right, so I'll go ahead and get the ball rolling. Number one, would you rather know your parents' favorite sex position or your grandparents' favorite sex position?
Yeah.
Oh, well, man, since I've been privy to both,
yeah,
God
know,
rest
actually.
My grandparents. Well, grandpa.
Well, stop listening through the walls.
We share a wall.
Oh, my God. I'll say my parents because I've already seen it, and I don't want to see my grandparents. I've seen it many times.
I'm going to say actually my parents because I feel like my grandparents... Wouldn't really have. I don't feel like nothing exciting would be there. I feel like it'd be something.
Oh my God!
New.
Why do you want to see excitement?
That's ignorant. There's
who,
so much the elderly
wants
can
to
teach
see
us.
Boring sex.
Ew! I want to see exciting sex, but not with my parents or grandparents.
I'm gonna have to watch. Like, might as well make it something
exciting. You have to know the position.
There's.
Oh my God!
You don't have to watch them. That's disgusting. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, again, the
yeah, dude, boundaries, Jesus.
I'm not trying to get excited.
I don't know. All I'm saying was if they had to tell me something exciting, I'd rather it be something I haven't heard before. And I feel like I'd probably get something more promising from my parents versus my grandparents.
I don't know. I think the grandparents, because it'd be more exciting to like see if they can go the whole session without breaking a hip.
That's so
and
cool.
Then with that being said, is that them now? We're seeing them present day?
It makes it easier to get a boner.
That's sick.
A bone him.
Well, now he brings up a good point. It could be more comedic than actual, like, turning you on. So that might be funny.
Yeah, you sick fuck. Yeah.
Wow, I don't want to see either or, okay? Like, that's...
Well,
nasty.
There wasn't a third
nasty.
Option to not see either one.
I just choose not to answer. Just
that's
say
not
that.
How the game is played.
I'm glad you've asked this question because I have two different answers.
My vote is grandparents. I want to see how the dynasty
got started.
The dynasty.
Ming style.
As in here, everyone else's answer.
How the noodle empire was built.
Oh my God.
Dude, I have like something like 9 or 11 uncles and aunts.
So when old Asian people have sex, do they take off the rice paddy hat or they just like leave it on and go for it?
They know, like whatever. To roleplay. That was so mean. Like three freaking concubines or some shit, so I'm impressed.
I have a question.
That's game.
So that's game. If they have like an orgy in a hot tub, is it technically considered like ramen or noodles?
That is racist. And let me look it up.
That's not racist.
That's considered a cup of noodle?
That's oh. not racist.
Via Google?
No, we have a little bit more class. So I'd say it would not be a cup of noodle.
Of course you have more class. Most of you guys are doctors and lawyers.
Thank you.
I mean, he's right.
All right. Okay, so in honor of Fortune Cookie Friday, would you rather eat cat or dog?
Oh, I'd rather eat cat. I don't like cats.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that cat.
Jasmine's
side.
Like, both.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm double fisted.
I've never tried both. But
Cookie, you better say cat. Don't say dog.
I don't eat mammal. I just chew on it for a while.
Oh. Then you're doing it wrong.
Not what I've been told.
It's like Amy Schumer said, teeth, I've been told to use less of them.
I've been told I use just enough.
Oh, I mean, Cookie's like, I haven't heard any complaints yet.
See this snaggle tooth? That's what I call the moneymaker.
He's all, if they're not screaming, they're not enjoying it.
You're so nasty.
Well, that's how Cookie doubles down.
Yeah. I paid for dinner. I make the choices.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's not wrong.
That's true. I know.
I like your comeback, though, for when he gets all witty. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. When did your dick learn how to suck itself? That was funny.
Now lie back down and close your eyes.
Oh, my God. You're horrible.
Fine, keep them open, but don't complain about getting anything in them.
Exactly. That's your bet. I'm a spitter.
Oh my God.
So you don't swallow?
No.
Ugh. Oh, man.
He's all, damn, boundaries, you sick bastard.
I sure respect him in other ways.
Oh, we're talking about respect. Him? We're not talking about love. Okay, now.
Exactly. Like Tina Turner said, what's love's got to do with it?
All right, well, I've already eaten dog, so I'm going to say I'm going to try cat.
Oh, jeez. What a trooper.
I mean, I hate cats.
I can't do it.
I'd kill them all.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you can't do it again, you mean, right? Past, present.
So I have a question, Jasmine. So is cat better barbecued or grilled?
Ew.
God damn it. I don't know.
She's all, it all tastes the same as long as it's marinated properly.
No. You can't make it on
as
a barbecue.
Long as it's in a bun.
Steamed or fried.
Right? It either goes in a pot of boiling water or in a wok.
Like, so that's how you make it. So my next question, is it better with rice or is cat better with
broth? Oh, jeez. I can't. Broth. Oh, God.
Probably rice.
Probably rice.
Yeah.
Is that the Tex-Mex in you?
Then you can put the soy sauce and some
sriracha,
the teriyaki,
dude.
All that. Mix it up.
Some sriracha.
It'll taste just like chicken.
You're a bitch.
I told you this question was a good idea.
It is. It really is. So many different answers.
I don't like cats.
All right. Here's one for Pepper. Would you rather not shower for a month or eat the same meal for every meal for a month?
She's done both.
I want to do both.
She's going to double down.
I'll do both, yeah.
And it wouldn't be the first time.
Hell yeah. Food for a month, no shower. Fuck yeah.
I was about to say, I think she's done
Do I
both.
Get to watch TV?
From where I'm sitting, it smells like you're doing both right now.
I took a shower today. I had to take a shower today.
Parent-teacher meeting?
No.
Jury duty?
Conjugal visit?
No. Parole officer? Meet with the caseworker.
She's like, my PO complained last time.
Every time.
No. I just felt like showering today. It's the weekend.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Fortune Cookie Friday, so.
Fortune Cookie Friday. You never know what you're going to
get. I was
going
to be sitting next to my buddy.
Oh, I know.
So I have to smell good.
What about you, Jasmine? No shower or same food for a month?
Do both.
No shower. I can't even do same food for an entire month already.
I can't do it.
I love food too much. I can't have the same shit. I mean, unless it's dick. But
I thought she was going to say unless it's rice.
I heard that.
I was expecting her to say cat or dog.
She's like, dick and rice, that's what I live on.
What do you think she's eating off of the cat and dog?
It's still from the same animal, damn it.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go with the food. I sweat
too much. I know that sounds gross, but...
Yeah, I'm going to go with the food. I sweat too much to not shower.
Mazel.
Boo, you're not bestie. You're not going with both.
Fuck Chugger. Be like, no, go take a shower.
Oh, man. I know I'd go for sure with the food as well. I got a nasty funk when I don't shower.
I was going to say.
It goes away.
I mean.
That's only because you can't smell yourself.
All I know is I was at work one day, and this lady had, like, hunched over. And she's a nice lady, man. But she's reaching over my desk, and she was just telling me about, like, oh, yeah, did you ever notice in the report book this, this, and that? And she had reached over, man, and she had straight up smelled, like, ass.
Ew.
And, like, perfume. Like, I feel
ew,
like,
she tried to cover it up.
Like, I feel like she knew she smelled like ass. And so instead
and
of jumping
it.
In the shower, she was just like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'm just going to get, like, my nicest smelling perfume.
Ew.
So it wasn't even, like, covering it. It was a combo.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa. Wow.
That's gross. I think it's worse when you do that. Just, like, smell. That's it. Don't spray anything because then you start smelling like a dirty bathroom flat with flowers.
It lingers.
Gross. Like, what is that potpourri shit? Ugh. It's nasty.
Like a public swimming pool.
Yeah, like dirty, but, like, you smell that smell. The flower smell. Just be dirty.
Just be dirty.
Honestly, that's what I'd prefer. I was
can
like,
I get
I feel
you a
like
shirt?
Your body
just be dirty.
Can't make up
yeah,
his mind.
Yeah, just
he
do
needs
it. Pepper says.
All right. And I got my last one, which is, would you rather lose a day of your life every time you swore or every time you had sex?
Mm. Oh, shoot. I have a lot of both. I do a lot of both.
That's a tough one.
I know, right?
I can't fucking decide.
whatever lives shorten me faster.
I think I would say every day I swore, because I can actually, like, filter that shit, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to...
Oh, well, there goes one day, but whatever.
What counts as sex?
Yeah.
Are we talking like just
does it have to be in the you know the vagina or is it counting in the butt or the mouth? Sex is sex.
Well,
are we going Catholic standard here, is where anal only counts as like not sex?
What? Who said that? Catholics say that.
Catholic. Yeah. That's everybody's rule, right?
It's been my rule.
I have heard from Catholic.
I'm the 35-year-old fucking virgin right here.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. You need to.
Dude, I swear when I bartended at my last job, there was a girl there who dead on believed that anal sex doesn't count as sex.
No, it actually doesn't.
It's not a belief when it's actual. That's the
actual
thing.
I don't think it does because using your virginity
sex is
your
only
vagina.
Considered to be something where you can create another life, and I have yet to see a butt baby.
Yeah, I know.
Well.
What? I'm not a butt baby.
That's what everybody just kind of like,
I am not a butt baby.
Wah, wah.
Whatever, boo.
Pepper, that means you got a drink because everybody roasted you.
Because they're dumb.
We did it. Teamwork.
One for Pepper. Yay.
Yay. Woohoo.
All right. So that was, wait, everybody answered? Okay. I can learn to stop swearing, but yeah, I'm not stopping having sex.
I'm not going to stop.
Well, no, because if I do that, then it's going to shorten my life instantly, because then Fuck Checker's going to kill me. So,
True. True story.
Yeah.
All right. Who's got the next batch?
I can go next.
You want me? I don't care. Whoever.
Okay, so you have to pick one of these things. Mind you, you're being paid $1 million for it. But
I do things for more, not that.
One of them is like you either have to be publicly humiliated or you have to go to jail for 20 years. At the end of whichever one you choose, you get $1 million. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's
humiliation.
What
I'll do both.
Publicly humiliated for $1 million?
Either way, I'll be humiliated.
I'll dry my tears with the money.
Humiliated, fuck it. Ow, I have something in my eye.
Follow-up question. What would your public humiliation be for those of you who pick public humiliation?
Going out in public with Pepper.
Going
out in public with Pepper.
Whatever.
your prize money's been up to $2 million.
Screw you.
That's a double down right there.
Shut up.
You stole my answer, bro.
Whatever. You know what? I'm not gonna go shopping with you anymore.
Dang.
Okay, next one.
Just
sorry. Sorry.
No. <Yeah. coughs> Next one.
DUI or herpes?
DUI.
You already have herpes?
No, I don't want them.
She's like, doubling down.
No, I don't want them.
I'd rather have a DUI.
I would rather have a DUI.
Yeah. That you can get.
Don't drive anyway.
Am I the only one going the other way with this one?
You love herpes.
I'm on the fence. How much does Valtrex cost?
With or without a PPO?
Let's go worst case scenario without PPO.
Oh, that shit's expensive. I think it's like...
Like 50, 60 bucks.
A pill.
The DUI.
No, the cream. The cream. The cream.
In case you were wondering which one of us was cheap.
I'd rather do the DUI. I don't care.
Okay, eat a hobo's ass or chew a piece of gum off the floor.
Chew a piece of gum off the floor.
Hobo's ass.
Ew. That's gross.
He doubled down. He'll do the hobo's ass first and then eat the
gum. No, you have to eat the gum. No.
Eat the gum and then eat the hobo's
ass.
Because
you don't want it,
and then spit it in his mouth.
Or spit it up the hole.
That's gross.
That's my party trick.
Oh, my God. Spit things up the hole? Can you come over for my birthday?
You guys don't do that?
No. Yeah, of course. Every Friday. Oh, gotta go. Time to go do my charity work.
Oh my God.
That's the hobo's name, Charity.
Charity.
It's a drag queen over in Silver Lake.
Oh my God. You're horrible. You're so bad.
She just got out of sober living.
Yep. And they're going right back in. This one's just for fun, to see, just to fill the room out. Lunch with Donald Trump or Hitler?
Hitler.
Ooh, Hitler. Hands down.
Who's paying?
I would say Donald Trump.
I don't care, Hitler.
It's on them. It's on them.
Donald Trump, he has more money than Hitler.
I don't care who's paying. I just want to see Hitler.
Okay.
I need to have a few words with him.
And this one, Jasmine, what was your answer? I'm sorry.
Hitler? Oh, I said Trump.
Oh, okay. I like Cheetos.
Wait. Hold on. Here's the second part to that question. Is it after he fired the government or before he fired the government?
Amidst.
In the midst?
Of government shutdown.
Oh, because see, that's a risky gamble, because you got your choice of having, like, the best meal or McDonald's.
Well, what did he feed, like, the All-American football team?
Is good.
He fed them fast food, for crying out loud, so that's probably what you'd get.
I mean, that was after the government got shut down, right?
I think they should fire everybody.
I don't know. I was banking on him, because although I am frugal, I do enjoy expensive steaks. So that was, like, the whole premise for me choosing.
Why do you guys watch the news
orange
for?
Dude.
Why do you guys? I think we should drink for that one.
Like, why? Like, I don't care what's going on. Fire the government. Fire the county. Fire everybody. Who cares?
Calm down, Norma Rae.
Well, who cares?
Get out of my
union.
Head.
Union. Union.
Fire everybody.
Union. And then the last one is Father Pepper's child or be celibate for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. Baby daddy. I don't want either.
I could use a tax write-off.
Right? It's a good one. Get you through the week.
Yeah. The month. It's a hard question for everybody.
It really is.
I didn't think this was going to be the most difficult one.
Nobody likes Pepper. It's okay.
I'd take the kid.
I don't like anybody either.
If I'm going to father her child, can I be awake, unlike the last guy?
The comatose patient.
he was awake after. He knew. He knew what was going on.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard.
He played the part.
He'd have to know when it started burning and itching. I'm no, like, you gotta know something. He played the part. That point.
It was called like, let me get the patient when he's sleeping, kind of thing. So yeah, he knew.
Your little venture into coma sex.
Yeah, had to wake him up.
I'm with her on that one. I'm totally for it. High
five. Woohoo! See.
That's an interesting place to get laid, the coma ward.
Wasn't it you, Pepper, that said the movie that turns you on the most is The Accused with Jodie Foster?
Whatever.
That was actually me.
I love that movie, though. I love that movie. I love it.
You said your favorite. You said your favorite. Your favorite actor in that movie was the pinball machine.
That was so. That was a good movie. I liked it. I'm gonna go home and watch it tonight.
Those dance moves she had were second to none.
She was gangster.
She was axing for it.
Like a champ.
Won an Oscar.
Yeah, she did. She can't complain.
And even if she did,
nobody would care.
They'd keep going. That's terrible.
I like her.
And she probably likes you too.
She does. She's my friend.
No, I'm sure she is.
Everybody's my friend. Everybody's they just don't know it.
How could they resist, right?
I know. You're my friend. That's
like
it.
What's not to love?
I'm glad you asked. I have a list.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Just so that you know, we actually preparing for this.
We're all making lists.
Is this an intervention?
Save it for the bonus show.
No stupid interventions from people that love you.
People that care. Screw you guys.
So Jesus. You know we had no part
I got a list too.
Jesus to end a friendship with my retarded friend.
We just became friends. You can't end it. How are you going to end it like that?
Easy. Like this.
Point number 26, I think, says it all.
Anyways, back to the questions. Focus, people.
Is that your last one? Because I got way more than 26.
Oh, my God. You guys are horrible.
Carry the one.
That'll be the next episode.
You're carrying? Oh, I multiply.
Anyways, back to the show. Come on. Focus. Questions? Are we done?
It's your next question.
Oh, I go?
Yeah.
Okay. Eat a bowl of shit once. Or have explosive diarrhea for the rest of your life?
How explosive?
Who's shit?
Oh, it's so explosive. Your asshole is like, pow, blows up.
Explosive. Fuck it.
You want your asshole to explode? I'd rather just eat a bowl of shit. My asshole does not need to explode.
Yeah.
It explodes normally already.
She's like, I'm already worried about my vagina falling. I don't need my asshole falling.
No, I'm not
soon.
Worried about my vagina, more my ass.
We are.
I am not. Don't
somebody,
worry.
Hey,
I'm
well,
good.
Somebody has to be.
I'm good. I take my pills.
Yeah, I take your pills too.
I know. Stop stealing them. I'm short. What the hell?
Stop leaving them around.
I can't afford to get pregnant.
Okay,
either.
They're in my bathroom cabinet. I don't leave them around.
I can't afford another kid right now. Oh.
Anyways, come on, guys, answer my question. Eat shit.
I'm not eating shit.
Just do it.
Do I get to choose how it's prepared?
However
in that
you
bowl?
Want it, you can marinate it.
Are we talking
it.
Like human centipede? Has
you can do
seen
whatever you want.
Centipede? Like
the question is, eat a bowl of shit. You want to like put candy in there and milk? Go ahead. Make it a eat. Sugar thing.
How big is the bowl?
As big as a bowl, like a I don't know, like
an average size bowl,
like that.
Like a pudding.
Like a
cup?
Cereal bowl.
Oh.
Pudding cup.
No, not a pudding cup. I didn't say pudding.
This is a tough one.
Just eat shit.
Would I get a lifetime of like a lifetime supply of Carmex
oh
for
my
God.
Ass? Look,
that's
answer
be
the freaking question. It's simple.
I eat
a bowl
the shit,
of
okay?
Shit.
Is that what you want me to say? I'd eat the shit.
Eat
give
a bowl
me the
of
biggest
shit.
Bowl you got, and I just chow down on that for like
thank
an hour
you.
And a half. I'm just kidding. That's gross.
You can decorate it however you want.
Savory.
What about you, guy? Bestie?
I don't know. I'm stuck on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just eat shit.
It's just...
We could do it together.
It's just...
oh, my God.
It's just explosive diarrhea only when you have to go to the bathroom, right? Not, like,
uncontrolled
24/7. I don't fucking know. Okay, explosive diarrhea for the rest of your life. So, meaning every day, all day, you're going to be shitting out your asshole. Like, blowing it out every day, your diarrhea.
No, I would say every...
Like diarrhea, when you have it, isn't it all day? So every day, all day
no,
of your rest
for
the
rest
of
the day.
No, I can hold it.
It's not all day. What are you taking for it not to be all day? Because when you have diarrhea, it's all damn day.
Imodium.
Yeah.
Or no. A carrot.
That makes
I usually take Imodium.
That makes it come out more for me.
What?
Yeah.
What?
When I take Imodium, I'm like, psst, more. I have to do it before I start.
Why
to
am
do
I
it.
Not surprised that only happens
I don't
to you?
Know.
You
I
know
what?
I'm surprised that none of the rest of you are drinking.
I shit so goddamn much. Drink up. Drink up.
Just eat a lot of bananas.
Drink up, Buttercup.
All right, fine. I'll eat the shit with you.
Okay, now I have another question about the shit. So is it like...
Oh, my God.
Is it like...
It's
a real
green?
Question, man.
Is it crunchy?
No.
It's fucking diarrhea. It's green, brown, whatever color
no,
you want.
No, like
to
I'm the diarrhea. I know what it is. It's diarrhea, but
it looks like camouflage in a
but
bowl.
But the bowl of shit. Are we talking like? Are we talking like
it's
nasty,
cereal.
Like mushy shit? Or are we
it's
talking like
chocolate ice cream?
Because whiskey. You know of shit that's not nasty.
Yeah, like let me tell
mine.
You something. I don't know how your diarrhea comes out, but mine.
Believe
comes
it or not,
out
it don't stink.
Nasty.
Not diarrhea. I'm not asking about the diarrhea. I'm asking about a bowl of like
of we, diarrhea.
A bowl of diarrhea. So it's a bowl of diarrhea then.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Oh.
And we're back.
No.
No, and we've come
sorry,
so full
sorry.
Circle.
It's a bowl of shit.
That's what
shit.
I'm asking. So is it a bowl of like...
Well, how does your shit come
is
out?
Is it like a log? Or are we talking
how
like...
How does your shit come out?
It comes out like
with
a
the aroma
okay,
of
so
roses.
Okay, so that's what you're going to eat. That's what you're going to eat.
Ever so gracefully.
Because mine comes out in
like
little balls.
Like spring's first bloom.
Are you a fucking hamster?
No, I'm a bunny. Like, boop,
boop, boop. Like little... those fucking guinea pigs that just shits the little pellets.
Yep. I'm like... Oh, I'm
and
like
that
my
was
turtle.
My next question. Are they coming out like... Like
however you want it to come out. You want it shaped like a heart, do it.
I'd rather eat the bowl of shit if it's coming out like pellets.
Okay, yeah.
All right, cool.
Good job.
Fucking
now, next question.
Sorry, Jasmine. I didn't mean to bring up the guinea pig. I remember your horrific experience having to jerk one off.
you jerked off.
Oh, my gosh.
You jerked off a hat.
She had to jerk off the mandingo of fucking rodents, apparently.
And
so
rice
it,
and beans
so
come
it wouldn't
full
die.
Circle.
So it
why?
Wouldn't die?
So it wouldn't die. Well,
yeah.
I won't do, let her tell you. I don't do the story justice. I just know what happened.
Tell me.
We're just like, you're not dying on me yet, Annie. Not yet.
She spits on her little fingers.
Oh, that's gross.
You're going to live. Someone boil the water, please.
Earrings that get stuck like on their doodle. And
what's
it
a doodle?
Cuts off circulation.
I know. It's a sketch.
I have to get it out.
Aww.
Yeah.
So did you get it out?
Yeah, we got it out.
It was she also got it in, too.
It was the fucking happiest rodent on the fucking planet.
Poor little guy.
Got it out. He got it in.
Poor little guy. All it has to do is eat shit in a cage and get jerked off. How is that a hard life?
Where do I sign
yeah,
up?
I
exactly. If I could fucking get in line for that job, I'd be like fucking beating the door down. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyways. Is he still alive? Can I see him?
That guinea pig's my hero.
Show her your keychain.
Can I see him? That's not nice. Oh my God, that's horrible.
That guinea pig is as alive as her Christmas tree.
My Christmas tree's fake.
No, you can. It's not time yet. You have to wait till February.
And then you decorate it with hearts.
I like it. It's cute.
It kind of looks like a Charlie Brown. Thing.
It's a live Christmas tree too. I'm surprised it's still standing.
It's so pretty.
It looks
honey.
Like it used to be a live Christmas tree.
It's cute.
This is a little bit off.
I'm
top,
not sure what
not
has
lie.
Less on top, me or your tree.
You're not nice.
Hey-o.
All right, Pepper, sorry. Come
okay.
On.
So have pubic hair for teeth or teeth for pubic hair?
I'd rather have teeth
where's
down
my drink?
There. That's pretty funny.
Oh, whatever.
Next question.
This is not something I said on my own. This is something I found on Google. So that doesn't apply to drinking because I didn't say nothing stupid. I just repeated something stupid.
But the ignorant thing was you couldn't come up with your own question, so you had to
because
go
I
to Google.
Because I shouldn't have to think.
I actually didn't know we were coming up with our own questions.
Yeah, I you know what?
Right,
I back.
Thank you. See?
I back her up on that she doesn't need to think because she's like not
I
good
don't
at
need
it.
To think. I could, but I don't want to. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. So, what would you want?
I'd like to hear the clanging of teeth when I go like that. Or literally brush my teeth. Nah.
I'd rather have
they don't sound bad.
Pubic hair.
How big are the teeth? Like,
oh my god, here we go with the fucking questions. Like, next you're gonna know if they're white or if they're dog teeth or animal teeth.
There's a follow up question.
No,
are they as big as Jimmy's or are they like
they're as however you want them to be. Why can't we answer questions? Why do they have to be like, well, is it like
hi
this?
Man, back me up. If
like make
if
it
the
up
teeth
in your
are
mind.
As big as Jimmy's, would you want them on your junk?
Well, obviously,
yeah,
we're
exactly.
talking about yourself. So, your teeth on your penis hairs, okay?
My teeth are pretty fucked up.
That's weird. Yeah, that's odd.
Oh, I'm going for... You know what? I'm going to... You know what? She just talked me into it. I'm going to... Is my teeth? I'm going to fucking get grills and put them on them and let's do that as pubic hair.
You could decorate it, I told you, however you want.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah.
You've seen Prince Albert's? Fuck that. I have a grill.
Oh, my God.
Mic drop.
Boom.
Good job.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
What would you want?
What would I want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go with the teeth for pubic hair.
See?
Thank you.
That's what I would pick. Okay.
Is it? Are you sure about that?
No.
Teeth.
I'm not.
I want teeth for pubic hair. So I could bite you.
Promises.
Okay, next.
Next.
Always have to say everything on your mind or never speak again. That's an easy one. I'd have to
I'll
say everything.
Say whatever's on my mind anyways.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say that's pretty much everybody here. That's not really
the basis
a
of this show.
Well, like, I wanted to give you easy questions so we can fly through these questions because one and two, you guys were thinking too hard. Okay.
They were honest questions.
No.
Thank you for being so considerate,
I
Pepper.
Am. Now, number four, okay, guys? So this is for the guys, and then I'll do the girl after. Guys, have a penis-sized nipple or a nipple-sized penis? And for the girls, it's have nostrils that look like vaginas or a vagina that looks like a nostril.
Hmm.
I would rather have a vagina that looks like a nostril.
Yeah, me too.
I'll do the nipple thing. Can you imagine what, double blowjob?
You want a nipple sized penis?
that's like a double blowjob. You get two or
no,
the three
wants,
and triple blowjob.
He
yeah,
wants nipples the size
ew.
Of penises.
So
I'm actually
three
I'm on that.
Yeah, I guess why not nipple sized penis? Damn.
Yeah, I could wear
penis
a shirt.
Nipples sound good.
I can wear a shirt to cover that shit up, but once I take my pants off, if like
you can't cover,
there's nothing
cover,
going.
How are you
gonna
cover
going
a dick
on
your chest? Two dicks
a,
on your
with
chest.
With a shirt.
Two dicks on your chest. You can.
Would
cover
you want to cover that up? No.
But if
no,
you try
you
covering
wouldn't.
Up, how would
I mean,
you cover?
I mean, I
know you would.
Like you can't even cover it up when girls have like hard nipples when it's cold. So how are you gonna
we
cover two
to talk
penises?
To you about that.
Yeah. I mean, really, you're kind of creating a, like, uncomfortable work environment.
I wear a bra. Shut up.
Our HR rep is on the way right now, and they're going to talk to you.
What the hell's HR? Who cares?
She has to. Otherwise, they're going to be on her knees.
I wear a bra. You can't see my nipples. Not today.
Yeah, not today.
Isn't that the thing, though, I have to ask? Like, are people, like, self-conscious about that? Like, their
I'm not.
Getting
hurt? No.
I don't care.
Okay, I was going to say, because I don't care.
My thing is, you shouldn't be looking.
Yeah, her says all that's always her thing. If you don't like it, look the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Do a Penn State.
I'm all poking out my eyes.
You're stupid. Okay, next question. Pee yourself in public or shit yourself in private, but have to wait 3 hours to clean it up?
I've done both.
Ew.
I'm just kidding.
I'm still waiting to hear the downfall.
I'll just answer the question.
I mean, is it like on my day off or something?
I'd rather pee myself in public.
Just like chill in the bathroom for 3 hours.
Yeah, I think
like,
Well, wherever you're at, wherever you shit, that's where you're going to stay for 3 hours.
I'm good with that. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm good with shitting for 3 hours.
Ew, I can't even. No, shit and stay. I just have a and before quick you clean it up, it could be 3 hours.
What
so
you
have to shit all over.
And I'll like, shit myself. Turn on Titanic.
Wow, so well, I have a real question. What is up with you and the shit today? Just like eat a bowl of shit.
I haven't took a shit. That's why I'm concerned.
Take a shit for 3 hours. Oh my gosh, have shit for the rest of your life. That's diarrhea.
Well, if you don't like the questions, then don't answer them.
We're gonna nickname her the fecalator.
Whatever. I found them somewhere, so
look at her and you'll shit yourself.
Just answer.
The shysta.
So come on, what would you want?
I'd rather pee myself.
Yeah, me too. We'll do it side by side.
Together.
Best friends forever.
Yeah. Pee. That means you're friends. See? You're not leaving me.
Dear Shizer.
We're friends for life.
Miss Shiza.
And I always just like say, oh, I peed my. Instead of like peeing myself, I'd just be like, I just squirted and then it'll be okay.
That's a lot of squirt.
Or be like, oh. Maybe, I don't know.
Dude, did you just piss on me? No, I just squirted all over you. You should be hyped on that.
You're welcome.
Boost your self esteem.
Pee and say you haven't jerked off for a month and the jeans were feeling a little too good.
Ew. Gross. Pee smells.
You need a release.
Have you ever seen, is it in Superbad where he's like, or what movie is it where he says, you know, sometimes I like to stick my dick up on the waistband and just kind of jerk myself off?
Yeah, it's Superbad.
Superbad. I was like, dude, you just get away with that.
That's gross. Guys are disgusting.
I mean, it's would you rather.
Well, that wasn't my question.
But I'm just saying.
But it's still gross.
That's what I'd say.
Alrighty. So, Jasmine or Guitar Guy, any questions or?
I have two questions.
Alrighty.
I didn't know we were doing would you rather today.
Where do babies come from?
Oh, let me
talk. Down to one question. Dick.
Yeah, give him a chance to ask.
Sorry.
Okay, you gotta make fun of him after.
Okay, so I have a really good question for this first one. So, here is the ultimatum of would you rather. You either get stuck in an all senior citizen porn, or you get stuck in a horror movie where you die.
Senior citizen porn.
Senior citizen porn.
A horror movie.
Yeah.
I love horror movies.
Not
really.
Yeah.
Not WHORE.
I know, not horror movies. Not in a whorehouse. No, a horror.
Horror.
Horror. Scary.
Yeah. Horror. Like,
horror. Ah, run.
It's okay. I feel that situation.
You're like 2 days late. You haven't got your period.
I know, that's horror.
You know, I feel for you on this one, only because
that's not horror for you. That's only horror for Squanto.
Oh, yeah.
Squanto?
Oh,
sorry.
Because one time scary. I went to a play, and it was Little Shop of Horrors. And
I
thought it was Little Shop of Horrors. And so clearly saw the big plant. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
He's like, how do I saw the big plant. I was
like,
he was
movie.
All disappointed. He's like, how do I stick my dick in that?
I love that movie.
I almost thought it was a gay porn when he was like, feed me, Seymour. I was like, oh, it's a gay whore.
Done and done.
It's a gay queen.
I don't know what I got myself
Side
into.
Note, Audrey 2, which is what the plant is known as, looks like a big penis head. So I thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah. It makes sense now. It all makes sense.
It's all coming together. And that's coming spelled C-U. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it with one or two M's?
Two.
Two for emphasis.
Come in.
Anyways, next.
Next question. This one's a tough one. Stranded on an island with Pepper or President Trump?
Pepper.
President Pepper Trump.
I should be president.
What's the difference?
Same, exactly.
Fuck the wall, I build a dome.
I mean, besides the fact that Pepper is not orange, what is the difference?
I'm not orange.
I just said
That's
that.
What we just said.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
If you were listening.
Anyways, I'm not trying to. Anyways, I would be stuck with Pepper.
I mean, with Trump,
I feel like Trump would at least have resources or something. So I think I'm going to go with Trump.
He's too serious.
No offense.
Nobody likes pepper. Why? You don't even know what it's like to be stranded on an island with
By way of some imaginary contract that I apparently signed when I was 5, I have to choose pepper.
That's my bitch for life.
Can I just, honestly, I know I came up with the question, but I would choose neither.
You have to choose it.
I choose pepper. I feel like it would be a big slumber party.
It would be fun. Yeah. Like that one book we read in elementary, I forget what it's called. It's like, Run Little Piggy, whatever.
You mean what? The one I read to you?
Yeah, what is it called? What was it called? Remember that the little boys got stuck on the island and they got trapped?
Lord of the Flies.
Yes, that's... I would make it fun like that. With a little bit of Peter Pan in there.
Okay, I feel you. I'd get stuck on
that. Are you talking about the peanut like butter?
No, Peter Pan.
Now, I have a question. Is it only called Lord of the Flies? Because since you haven't showered, all the flies are going to like...
We're not going to all shower, obviously. We're stuck on an island.
I know, but you're
surrounded by water.
Oh, fuck that. If you and I are stuck on an island, best believe I'm throwing your ass in the water when you
stink.
That's
drinking water. We can't pollute it.
I'll throw you in the ocean then. Fuck that. I can swim. I'll go fetch you.
No.
I'll drown. We were at the beach that one time and that fucking wave took you out and you swear to God you were drowning in like 2 feet of water.
I was drowning and then somebody else took me out.
She's like fucking flailing around like she's drowning. I was drowning. She's like, you didn't even save me. I was like, I was 2 feet away from you and you were in 2 feet of water. I was fine, drowning.
And then I got up and then a surfboard thing like attached to a girl like took me out again. And he's watching there laughing.
I took you out.
Yeah.
I picked you up and I saved you from going back into the water.
I was so sick after that.
That wasn't because of that. That was because she drank all day in the hot sun.
No, I didn't. I drank one beer. That's it.
One beer right after
another. The ocean got me sick. Here
we go. You know, we should add another one for when she lies.
Whatever. I never lie. I tell the truth.
Double down.
I always tell the truth. Shut up.
Yeah, maybe stop that.
Why? The truth is
you might actually look a little smarter if you lied.
Free like a bird.
Fat chance. sorry, I'm a smoker.
Shut your face.
Look at her face.
Like, you're serious? Oh my God, you're stupid. Anyways, hurry up.
I'm not asking. I already asked my five.
Question. I already asked my question.
What? You have to have five. All
right, Jasmine.
You have to have five? I have one so far. Would you rather be stuck in a deserted island with a bunch of feminist butch dykes or like and then the entire cast of like RuPaul's Drag Race?
Ooh. How was that a hard question for Cookie? Yeah,
I would enjoy both.
Yeah.
I would enjoy both.
A whole island of Pams or a whole island of drag queens? You're basically setting up one as dream vacation.
I'll do drag queens.
Where do I sign up for this cruise?
Drag queens.
Drag queens?
Mm-hmm. They're fun.
Anyone else?
I don't know. I think I'd go with the feminists. I feel like...
You would?
Because they have working parts?
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point, they're going to get really lonely.
I'll wait till the desperation kicks in.
That's a lot of scissoring in the island, right?
I mean,
it's like watching live porn. It's fine.
I don't have to participate. I mean, I could just head off in some palm tree somewhere and just, you know. I can look, but I can't touch, per se.
Like Gilligan's Island, look for some natives.
Oh man, and that is why we do this, and that was just the first game.
I had to think of five questions. Why can't they?
Okay, I got a good one. I got a good question. Would you rather?
I want to keep playing.
Would you rather jerk off a hamster, or jerk off a cat and a dog at the same time?
Ew.
Challenge accepted.
I don't want to do that's so sad.
A hamster, because it's
I don't know. I don't want to do a dog and a cat. I guess the hamster. No, I wouldn't want to do like both of them. Maybe one. Yeah, just a hamster. I'll do.
She's all, that sounds like work.
Yeah, I'm not trying to work my arms off.
I'm just
like
saying.
This or like.
Lisa, like you're saving a life if I jerked off the hamster.
Easy, Grey's Anatomy.
It's not life saving ultimatums. It's strictly because you have to.
I don't know. The hamster sounds like less work.
Yeah.
Like one good stroke.
Really? I feel like the dogs would be easier. I feel like just the red rocket would come and then you're
and
like,
the
oh,
cat.
I'm done.
And the cat. No.
I figured the cat was the same thing. I have no experience with that, so I wouldn't know. But I would just imagine.
I don't either, but I wouldn't want to do that.
I would guess. I'm guessing here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm glad you've asked this question.
I like that question.
Let me bring out the
I'll
bucket
the
list.
So I'll do the hamster. You want the cat and dog?
I think so. We could text you. I'm down. Why not?
I have a question. Would you rather eat a dick-flavored wiener or a pastrami-flavored vagina?
Ew.
Pastrami-flavored vagina. You're like
what? That
fucking
is...
talking about one of my ultimate fantasies here.
Yeah, that's not that. That's not bad at all.
Pastrami-flavored vagina.
I love pastrami and I love vagina. Like, that's like fucking, you're just setting it up. Like, I might just start jerking it right now.
Your questions are so good.
Ew. None.
I want that.
Both?
Both?
Oh, you would do both?
No, I didn't say that.
She said both at the same time.
I said what? None.
She's a fucking trooper.
She's all, can you put that hot dog in the pastrami?
Can I add mustard?
Are condiments allowed?
She's like, it'll remind me of the yellow discharge I'm used
Ew.
To.
No, no, no. It comes with its own condiments.
No, I like pastrami with mustard.
Extra
That's a
man.
Good tagline for your vagina. It comes with its own condiments.
I think I would do the pastrami flavored vagina only because that'd be so cool walking in, like, got some pickles, got some mustard, and just like, dude, I'd go to town on that.
Yeah, well, I want to put mustard on mine, so.
Because there's not a really
it's good with mustard.
Blood and clam juice coming out of it already.
Would that
I
cover up
like
the
just,
scent?
I can't eat just pastrami. Probably I have not. To add mustard. So if I'm going to eat a vagina that tastes like pastrami, I'm going to put mustard.
I mean, versus a penis that tastes like a hot dog, would you also put mustard on?
No, yeah. I could eat hot dogs plain.
I'm sure you can.
I've never seen you do anything but.
Well, maybe I would
Doesn't
choose
she
that.
Do everything
you know
but?
You're right. I choose both.
Raw dog it in there?
I'll take one plain and one with mustard.
Uncooked? Straight out of the hatch.
You're so nasty. Anyways.
And on that note.
Sweet.
Sorry, I'm done. Oh, man. So that was a good round. I like that. That's exactly why we started off the game or the show with that game.
See, we need to play games.
Because of that. You don't do anything but.
Games are fun. Don't tell me how to live my life.
It's the same thing you tell me when I tell you to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
I do what I want.
She's got like.
And what she
dripping.
Wants is not to wash her hands after she takes a shit.
I live how I want. I don't tell
She's
you.
She's all California's in a drought.
You know what? At least she started closing the door.
Oh, yeah. I do sometimes. I don't like that. Like, why should I have to shut the door?
She's like, I'm claustrophobic. I have a big bathroom. She's like, I don't care.
So what? Don't look. Just keep walking.
I can avoid the visual. I can't avoid the odor.
I'll spray every
What do you want me to do? Stop breathing? That's not going to work.
It's like you walk in the house and you're like, it's a smell.
Pepper was here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you'd be quiet.
Was here. Pepper's still here.
I am here. I'm always here. I'm in spirit.
She's left, but her odor lingers.
I'm in spirit. Be quiet.
Exactly. As I'm walking up the driveway, I already knew. I didn't even need to see your car. I was like...
I know. I'm here. I don't have a car.
I was like, huh?
I'd keep that to myself if I were you, Pepper.
I don't care. I have a bike, but it's broken now. It has a flat tire. I'm so sad. I have no life now. I can't ride my bike. Get exercise. It's all Bestie's fault.
Now she says. All right. So we are going to jump into our next game. And this one is, again, from season 2. And this one is called, Oh, a Bullshit Artist. And if you're not familiar with how this works, each one of us is going to make three statements. These statements can be any combination of true or false.
Cookie looks so excited.
The goal of the game is to figure out which of these statements are true and which are false. Who wants to go first, since I already went first last time?
Pepper.
Okay. I have to say three bullshit or
three statements
true,
of true or false combination.
I am 20. No, I can't lie about that.
We can okay. see you now.
I know. Fuck. Let me hide my face.
No, you can keep doing it.
I have three kids from two different dads. I don't know. I used to be a boy.
Used to be.
Fuck you. I am a boy. And I go to church every Sunday.
I'm going to say all three are bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them is true.
You go to church every Sunday?
No, that's not the truth one.
I was going to say, it's not that one. I knew for sure.
I'm going to start, though.
Right.
Well, now I can Sunday.
Yeah, you can this Sunday because we're now podcasting.
I know.
See,
I'm going to go to church this Sunday.
She's not
gonna go. Yes, I am. Watch. If I don't make it Sunday, I'll do it Wednesday.
Watch her sit down and like the seat just catch on fire. Like
when I walk in, it'll catch on fire.
She sits down. The ushers come over to her. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You know you can't be here.
They have my picture on the wall.
Miss, are you? They're gonna be like, Miss, are you lost?
Are you drunk again?
They're all Pepper. What did we tell you? There's no alcohol in the communion wine.
Imagine. They're like, this is not a shelter.
She gets to the front of the fucking communion line and she starts pouring the Four Loko in the wine glass and drinks it.
This shit's weak. Throw some Four Loko in that.
Or she walks up to him and he has the fucking wine and she like fucking cheers with her Four Loko.
Chaser.
Right?
Love church.
I'm like, shots, shots, shots. That would be awesome. I'm going to do that one day. Maybe when I start going to church a little bit and they know me more, because I don't want to do it and them
not
know me.
So, well, hold on. We got to get back to this. So one of them is true?
Yeah.
None of them are true.
I used to be a boy.
Oh, no. That's bullshit.
I'm just kidding. I have two kids.
Cheers.
I have two kids and they're from two different dads.
Wow.
Okay, go. Who's next?
Who's next?
I have to think of a good one.
Cookie?
Let's see. My favorite movie is Moulin Rouge. I flunked kindergarten. And my favorite television show is MASH.
Two of them were bullshit. One of them's true.
Yes. Which one is true?
Well, they got to guess first.
The first one I say is true. Wait, what did you say the first one?
My favorite movie is Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that one.
No.
No?
I'm a horrible gay man. I couldn't sit through that shit.
Did you flunk kinder?
I couldn't sit through
that. Did you flunk kinder?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did.
How did you flunk kinder? What the fuck? ABC.
It's hard for some people.
ABC 1, 2, 3.
1 + 1 is...
Oh, fucking Pepper, get off your high horse. If it wasn't for me, you would have flunked 2.
Oh, be quiet. I pass. I'm smart. ABC 1, 2, 3. I know my colors and my shapes.
Yeah, I know your colors and shapes, too.
I know all my shapes.
Brown and...
pink and black and red and all the colors of the rainbow.
Look at you, Miss. I know everything.
I do.
Miss Brown and Square.
Don't get me started. I'm smarter than a kindergartner.
Maybe just a sip.
No, that was
I'd
a good
keep
one.
That to myself.
Because that one was a good one. That's not true.
I mean...
I am smarter than anybody. Smarter than you.
How long ago were you in kindergarten, Pepper?
Like a long time ago.
Exactly.
Very long.
It's been half a century.
Let's not talk about the past now.
You know, a decade isn't really
why
that long.
You were there for so much of it. Why wouldn't you want to talk about it?
I went to school, I learned, and I'm smart. So whatever. I was smarter than him, so I don't know what he's talking about. He copied my shit.
Okay, that's like fucking 10 years right there.
Should I open another pack of beer?
Yeah, we're going to need we're gonna need somebody to make a beer run.
Whatever, you're dumb. Anyways, drink.
All right, I guess I'm up then. So, I've been accused of trying to push somebody off of a freeway overpass. I've been involved in a foursome. And I watched an 85-pound woman fall on her face butt-ass naked.
The last one.
I say two are true, one is false.
Yeah, true.
One is
false.
True. One is true, and it's the last one. They're all true?
Two are true?
I feel like the foursome is real.
No, I kind of think three are true, but I want to say two because I don't know who's 85 pounds.
I know who he tried to push off an overpass.
I'm trying to think if I was 85.
Allegedly.
I'm trying to think if I was ever 85 Allegedly. Pounds. I think 85 pounds and naked. Was I ever? Let me think. I don't think so. So, no, I think that one was false.
Jasmine, was she not with us on the last show? Am I just, like, fucking...
No, I wasn't. Did I wasn't here. I was at church.
Is she fucking kidding me right now?
I was at church.
In case you were wondering which one of us doesn't watch the show...
I watch the show when I'm here. I'm here watching it right now.
Oh, that's right. You are the show.
I am the show. Come on. I don't need to watch.
All of them are true.
All of them are true.
All of them are true.
Wow.
Who's the 85-year-old woman?
85-year-old woman?
I mean the 85-pound woman or whatever.
You know what? Go listen to episode 2.
I don't want to listen. What episode?
The last one where we talked about that fucking 85-pound spinner that tried to push me onto the bed, but...
Oh, I wasn't here.
Yes, you were.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Were. What a fucking idiot.
I wasn't here.
Drink.
Drink.
I wasn't. Drink. I wasn't here.
Are you here right now?
Yes, I am.
That's debatable.
Half of me.
That's debatable.
Half of me is here. Just the important part.
All right.
Yeah, and he's sitting on the couch.
Whatever. I'm important.
Go next.
All right.
Go next. Go. Okay, my first one would be, I've had sex on the side of a freeway. My second one would be, I've never dated anyone who was older than me. And my third one would be, I've moved to this country when I was 13.
Two true, one false.
Two bullshit, one true.
The last one's true.
For sure, huh?
I'm guessing.
That's true.
It's true. There's one bullshit.
Yeah, the middle one, the second one.
Yeah, let's say the middle. Actually, no.
I believed you probably did it on the freeway.
I think you moving here when you were whatever age, I think that one's the bullshit.
That's true.
It's not true.
Maybe the exact number isn't true, but...
It's not true, and you should know this. You were part of season one.
Shut up.
He, like, come on. We can't even remember last night. Like, how are we going to remember, like, what happened in season one?
Well, I told you, stop doing so much crack.
I could do what I want. It's my life.
My body, my life.
My body, my life, my choice. Whatever. All
right, so the middle one is true because I have dated someone who's older than me, but the majority of the people I've dated are younger than me.
Oh.
Aww.
So that was I thought that one was false. That's... not true, but the rest are true.
Oh.
That's what I said. The last one was true. Amongst
I did
the truth.
Say that.
Amongst
I said the middle the one truth. Was a lie. La, la, la.
All right, I got
my. Yeah, my first boyfriend was like a few months older than me, but that was it. Everyone else I've dated were younger than me.
Wilson's younger than you?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Good job.
He's 31. He's 31, I'm 34, just a few years.
Oh, are you proud?
So I was like a senior, he was like a freshman.
Are you proud? What kind of question is that?
I don't know.
Am I proud? Yeah, whatever. I date younger guys.
Why?
I don't know.
The question, why?
Because they're young, they're fun, whatever.
They're young and fun?
They're young, they're fun.
Young, wild, and free?
Let's not talk about it, but...
I mean, no, I want to talk about this. I like.
They're easier to train.
Easier to train?
Like train like the move or the
No,
position?
Like, you know, mold, kind of mold. Like, you know, what you want them or, you know, like, kind of guide them.
Wow, you're taking this to a really deep level.
That's what I always say, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, they're easier to deal with.
I think I want to go back
to more. They're easier to deal with.
Time to drink.
They're easier to deal with and work with. than an old man that's already molded.
I think I was feeling more
ways.
Of like the train as an actual position versus now. Like that sounds more tolerable.
Okay, why would you date a younger girl or an older girl?
Actually, I'm dating an older girl.
Okay, why would you date an, like either or, like to date a younger girl, why would people choose that?
They put out.
Okay, yeah. Why would you choose an older girl?
Personally, because
they buy you stuff.
No, they don't.
Well, and I feel like with older girls, they're more experienced. That's what I think.
Okay, so
they
same
also
thing.
Have more tread on the tires. So.
They're more experienced. Okay, well, we can't say that for guys, but.
Yeah, you can.
You can't. Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes.
The boy always lives in them. So might as well get a young one. Than an old man.
I mean.
I don't know. I like younger. They're funner. They're better to deal with. They're not a headache. They're not much of a headache as much as an older person where it's like,
Go, 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 go.
They're too serious.
Good thing I brought a pack of beer. Cause,
shit. Good,
we're
going to
go
good
all
call.
Night. We're going to be here all night.
No, suddenly, this turned into the fucking drunk show.
Rice and beans. That's more fun. Like rice and beer.
Rice and beer. Beers. Ooh, that rice sounds good.
Well, rice goes with anything.
Rice is rice.
Okay, guys, I got my questions. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay. Got laid on the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
You said you were going to talk about that.
Oh my God, how cool.
Damn,
can't you keep a secret, dick?
How cool.
Wow.
Or, no, it's not or.
And Splash Mountain.
Got laid. It was actually, it's a small world.
Oh, is that what she told you?
There was innuendos. Ouch. It was innuendos in there.
Oh, my right. God.
Got laid on the Haunted Mansion.
I bet you were in her window.
Can't even see my other statements.
Get out of my head.
Get out of my head.
High five.
Yeah.
You're horrible.
And got laid while watching The Dark Knight when it came out.
How else are you going to watch it?
I like that movie.
And got a handy in the mall parking lot.
Follow up, how else are you going to get a handy if not in a mall parking lot?
They're not all true.
They're not all true?
Not all
oh,
true.
I say all true.
They're not all true.
Then you've got some living to do.
You're not living the right
two
way.
Two are true and one is false.
I say no about the Haunted Mansion because it has annoying ass fucking seatbelt thing that comes down. And it's like damn near impossible to work around it. I've tried.
That one is actually true.
You unlock it on the side.
That one's true, actually. It was, I think I was like 20 or 21 that happened.
No, you were 22 and a half. I took you for your birthday.
Side story on that. The girl I ended up actually hooking up with on that ride, her sister and her friend had came with us. And you know how the carts turn around and they like.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, long story short, her sister saw everything.
Is that what it was called? Long story short.
Long story short, featuring her sister.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Every time.
Oh wow. Huh?
Got him. All right, now you got to figure out the other true one.
The handy in the mall parking lot.
That one wasn't true, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Where else do you give and get handies?
Yeah. Right.
I've never, just never.
The library.
Oh, that's true.
Give them wherever you want.
I feel stupid now.
I mean, come on. Public bathrooms.
Wherever Pepper's mom decides to put her hand
down.
Oh,
be quiet. Stop talking about Pepper's mom. Pepper's mom is not in this situation right now.
Pepper's mom is like a Russian roulette of handies.
Oh, my God. Leave Pepper's mom alone. You guys like her so much, take her.
I do, nightly.
Well, keep her.
Hey-o. So, yes, I did get laid during The Dark Knight, anyways.
But other than The Dark Knight literally rose.
You don't like that movie?
But other than that, how was the movie?
I mean, I had to rent it on DVD to actually watch it. I wasn't paying attention the first time.
No, who was that? Jezelnik that said that on Twitter? When yes. He was like, after the shooting happened, he was like, but other than that, how was the movie?